The Allegheny County Health Department Board last week tabled a plan to modernize air quality policy, even though the county has some of the worst pollution in the United States. Even a dire new EPA cancer study targeting the towns of Clairton and Glassport failed to move the board to action. The Allegheny Front's Deborah Weisberg returns with that story.
Avalon resident Janet Strahosky left the county health department in disgust last week after board members failed to approve a plan that would have updated air quality policy for industrial emissions.
They don't have any interest in protecting our health. The only interest they have is promulgating their position on the Board of Health. It's a farce. It's just an absolute farce, and I'm infuriated with them.
The health department admits the Neville Island corridor is a pollution hotspot. Strahosky says she's tired of living with threats to her health.
You live in fear constantly every time you go to the doctors, and you know it's always in the back of your mind because these statistics prove that the cancer rates are higher in this area.
Strahosky's fears of higher cancer risks may be a reality to people living across the county in Clairton and Glassport. A new EPA study says residents of those Mon Valley towns are 20 times more likely to develop all kinds of cancers than people living elsewhere in the U.S. David Gwinnip authored the study, which was based on 2002 industrial and vehicle emissions.
This program that we're talking about focuses in on pollutants like benzene and acrolein and specific chemicals like dioxins that are known to cause cancer in human beings over a long course of exposure. A number of those pollutants are associated with emissions from combustion-oriented industrial sources, such as coke ovens, for example.
County Health Department board members heard an interpretation of Gwinnip's study at their meeting last week by Health Department epidemiologist Ronald Voorhees. Voorhees told them he'll do his own cancer study based on actual cases and not projections like the EPA's. The board also heard impassioned testimony from county residents like Laura Kunchner of Benavon, a neuro-oncologist and the mother of young sons.
Myself and one of my children has developed asthma since moving here. Many of my neighbors have contracted cancer in very young ages, in their 30s and 40s. Also in my work, I've noticed an amazing incidence of both what I treat, which is brain tumors, but other tumors as well, which seems to be grossly disproportionate to the population in our valley around Neville Island.
But neither the EPA study nor pleas from folks like Kunchner were enough to convince the board that a new air quality policy is needed now. Board member Jim Flynn, the Allegheny County manager, said tighter regulations would keep new industries from locating here. Flynn and his fellow board members, including several physicians, voted to table the plan and wait until the state adopts new standards, which could take several years. Only Dr. Donald Burke from Pitt's Graduate School of Public Health dissented. Tom Hoffman of Clean Water Action stormed from the room with Janet Strahosky, both of whom blasted County Executive Dan Honorato.
I don't know, it looked like the fix was in to me. Dan Honorato, you know, he appoints these folks. You know, he's got some kind of plan in mind that
right.
We don't know what it is.
Business to Allegheny County, that's Dan Honorato's plan. He wants the money and he wants the business. He doesn't care about the health of his residents. He doesn't care what kind of business comes in. He doesn't care about the existing businesses and the kind of pollution they emit.
U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works continues to periodically exceed county emissions limits and has paid about $750,000 in pollution fines in little more than a year. Plans to upgrade its coke works remain on hold. In the meantime, the EPA is planning to install ambient air monitoring facilities at schools throughout the county, including those in Clairton. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Deborah Weisberg.